Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's the Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning. What a week. Boy, do I have a great show planned for you today. For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here. And boy, we got a lot of questions this week. I am a financial advisor and an attorney. We're live in the studio right here in downtown Oakland. So if you have a question, maybe something's been on your mind. Gee, I wouldn't know what that would be. But if you have a question, go ahead and call us right now. 888-588-5818. Again, I have a live operator standing by to take your questions about all kinds of things. But 888-588-5818 is the number. Or, you know, during the week if something comes up and you just want to know what does the VIX mean, you can always ask a question at PYA Radio. That's PYA Radio. Anytime you like. The Olympians in, I'm going to try and say this, Pyeongchang, South Korea, weren't the only ones breaking records last couple days. The Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ got crushed. Let's just accept it. This past week, we were in the middle of a correction, which some have argued is long overdue. Whether it was the fears about the Fed, the yield curve flattening, as we've talked about, or these VIX option indexes, we're going to talk about that because that's certainly been quite interesting what's happening there. Take your pick. All these things are supposedly to blame. So the obvious question you're probably thinking about right now is this. Now what do I do? Is this the end? No one can say for sure, but many experts have warned that stocks were overvalued for some time. And yes, it sounds like we've all seen this movie before, right? If you're retired or even nearing retirement, you don't have an appetite for another 2008-style recession. And that was the natural question that was coming out this week when you had this sort of volatility, which is all kind and all time new. So anyway, when it's so late in the game, you don't have time for this kind of thing. So should you continue to be invested in the stock market? Is it too late to sell and take some chips off the table? Well, my crystal ball isn't working, but I do have some ideas for you. And on today's show, I'm going to reveal some surprisingly simple strategies that you can take advantage of to hopefully help you sleep a little bit better at night as we continue to experience this gyrating market. This is really going to be a great show. So keep it right here. Now, let's get started. So like I said, Monday was quite a day. The Dow dropped 1,200 points. And this was the biggest one-point drop in history. And we definitely entered the correction space when it comes to the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. All down for the week. Get this, Dow down 5.2%, S&P 500 down 5.16%, and the NASDAQ off 5.06%. You had 2 days of 1,000-point drops. And I know you're feeling exhausted because the Dow traveled, get this, 20,000 points. In 5 days. Think about that. Last 5 days, 20,000 points of travel. That's significant. Heard all the headlines. Worst week in 2 years. Unprecedented volatility. The speed. This is what's incredible. The speed and the velocity that you saw. And I've been doing this for over 20 years. I've never seen those kind of numbers except like on a flash crash day, we remember a while back. So these are big moves that are happening. And so lots of folks this week are asking all kinds of questions. We're going to get into those later because these are all questions you're probably thinking about. Like, should you rebalance your 401k right now? Should you go to cash? There was an interesting statistic that came out from Lipper this week. Get this, $24 billion. $24 billion were withdrawn from U.S. stock funds, according to Lipper, to the end of Wednesday this week. So with Thursday, it could have been even more than that. It's a lot of money. Where'd they put it? They put it into cash, money market funds. That's right. What are you going to make with money market?
Why make trillions when we could make billions?
And that's what happens. If you put it in a money market, you're not going to make trillions. You're going to make billions. You want to go the other direction, silly. So what caused all this? Because this is really interesting, I think. And no one's really talking about it, except for one person. I don't want to pull out his name because then people think I'm nuts. But the fact is the guy's all over the TV. He's got his own show. And he has something interesting, I think. And then he gets lambasted by all these people, which is just normal. But it's an interesting idea. Now, I don't know if you know what the VIX is. We've talked about this before, the volatility index. And this measures how the investors feel about risk and volatility. And so you've got some folks out there who created these index funds that essentially leverage not only on the upside, but on the downside of this index. And so as you started going into the close and you saw these big numbers of corrections occurring, these people get squeezed. And depending on who you talk to, the numbers could be $1 trillion up to $4 trillion in size was pushing through these trades. And you can just imagine the volume. And if you were looking at the numbers, you could see it. And I'm not making any sort of observation here except to say that you've got to pay attention to this kind of stuff because this is interesting. These are some crazy volatility that we've seen. And is it really related to that? I mean, he's made some good arguments about it, and it might be worth checking it out. But the fact is that these leveraged and inverse ETFs have created quite a bit of discussion, let's put it this last week, and potentially could be behind some of this correction, if you want to call it. It's a correction. We got over 10% down. That's technically a correction. Now, how many corrections have we had since the big one? And is this the big one? This is some of the questions we were getting this week. Is this the beginning of the big one? And what do you mean the big one? Well, it's probably 40% down. That's a big one. And let's look at that. Since 2008 and 2009, consider this as you contemplate our direction. 2010, down 16%. 2011, down 19%. 2015, down 12%. 2016, down 13%. And yes, 2 years later, here we are in 2018, down over 10% at one particular time this week. Correction? Is it going to be bigger? No one knows that. But all you can do is look at the fundamentals and look at what's happening in the world. And so let's re-examine that, shall we, before we get too excited. Because some of you just get too excited. And today we're going to talk about how you can get off that excited train and sleep a little better at night, because that's what this show's all about. Now, the first thing is interest rates. And this is something that some people are a little scared about. And this could also be something that's driving some of this volatility, which is the Fed. And that ties into the 10-year Treasury note, which has been all over the headlines as I talk about all the time. I say, pay attention to the 10-year note. So the 10-year note this week got to 286. Now, people are afraid of it getting to 3, and you've been hearing this. If it gets to 3, it's all over. The world's ending an end. Is 3% interest rate really that bad? I mean, I can remember not too long ago when I was paying 5% interest rates happily. Right? I mean, come on. It's not like it's the end of the world, folks. 3%. Okay. So if it happens, great. The 10-year projection from some people I think are smart are saying it's 3.07 by the end of 18. For 2019, 3.44. What I found fascinating this week is how the 10-year moved between 283 and 279. So it wasn't really setting any sort of precedent, really going to three. And if it does, is it the end of the world? No, it's not. Don't let that scare you. The economy is solid. According to the Fed, according to most of the major economists out there, this is a solid economy right now. Everything's firing well. And guess what? It's just not us. It's also the developed world. Most of the developed world countries right now are doing better. So it's not like we're the only boat out there floating in this ocean. There's other people out there supporting us as well, other countries supporting us as well. Did you watch the Olympics last night? Opening ceremony? Pretty cool. North and South Korea were right in the same room together. I mean, if that's happening, geez. It's not the end of the world. And if you're really depressed, boy, I've got some amazing insight for you. You ready for this one? The S&P 500 performs better when an NFC team wins the Super Bowl. And last week, you saw it just like I did. Philadelphia smacked down the Pats. So get this, every time that's happened, you've seen an average gain of 10.8% for the S&P 500 for the year. And that's according to Barron's, but you know what? I'll take it. When we come back, we're going to give you some amazing information on what you can do right now while you're in the middle of this storm. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Looking for a good read? Pick up a copy of David's book, Protect Your Assets. Are you ready for retirement? Just go to LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. And now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And this past week, it was really all about the financials. Unprecedented volatility on Wall Street. All the major indexes were down this week, down big. And many people kept asking all kinds of questions, which is great. And we're going to talk about those this morning. And some of the things you can do about it, even though we're in the midst of this storm right now. That's why I love that intro. It's like a storm is falling all over us, isn't it? What do you do? So let's talk about some simple things. Remember back to 2008 and 2009? It seemed like there was no place to hide. And every time you opened up that statement balance, you said to yourself, I'm never going to do that again. In fact, I'm going to just throw that thing away and not even look at it. And you may recall that there was market movement that was significant day after day, 5% drops pretty much almost every day, moving back and forth, back and forth. And we saw similar movement this last week with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, which all had some big time drops. In fact, the number of what the Dow traded this past week was over 20,000 points. I mean, think about that. That's the most numbers you've seen ever because it's so high. It's not the biggest percentages, but it's high numbers. And numbers are scary when they're big. It's kind of like when I was a kid and I used to watch Schoolhouse Rock. Did you ever watch that? And you had the numbers like chasing the guy and he was like trying to sleep. It was like a bad dream. And it's the same kind of thing. I know. You don't like to talk about it, but it's there. So what are some simple things you can do to protect your assets? Well, the first thing you can do is take a look at your holdings. I can't believe this. I mean, this is actually a question we've got. And this has to do with having too much money in one stock. This comes from Rick in Kensington. And Rick asks, I'm retiring soon, and I want to know if I should keep 2 years of living expenses in cash and invest the rest in my company's stock, since it's down over 10% right now. Now, Rick, and anybody else out there listening right now, don't put all your money in one stock. You just don't do that. Especially your retirement money, especially if you're so close to retirement. I mean, I know it seems obvious, and I know, you know, you may think, well, I really know, and I know this company, I know it's going to do well, and I got to put it all in there because I'm going to just roll the dice and I'm going to make it all. You know what? If that's how you feel, then you might as well just go to Vegas. Because it's about the same odds, isn't it? So stocks are not bad, of course, to have in your portfolio. But owning one stock is one way to invest in the market. But it's not the only way. And it shouldn't be the way that you do it if you're trying to save for your retirement. Because think about it this way. If you have one stock, that subjects you to all the positive and negative news that can happen at any time about that company on a particular day. So, Rick, it's much better to start out with a basket of different types of stocks or diversified group of stock funds and bond funds, if that's what you have in your 401k. An example, again, these are just broad strokes I'm painting this morning, would be like a large cap value fund. That's going to give you a lot more diversification amongst a whole bunch of different companies that have all kinds of news happening every day versus one company that has one major event and you just lost your 401k. I don't need to tell you about all the companies you remember back in the day. The Enrons, remember that? Those poor people lost their entire pensions. So you don't want to do that. All right. Having 100% of your investable assets in a mutual fund mix. But before I get there, I want to talk about Rick's other question, which was have 2 years of money and 2 years of, he said, savings in cash. Why do you have so much cash? It's not, you shouldn't have that much cash. I recommend having about 3 to 4 months of available funds, didn't say cash, available funds that is available for you when you need it, but earn some interest. Because think about it, if you're not earning interest on your money, then what's your money really doing for you? It's actually making money for somebody else, not you. So look at what those other guys are doing with your money. What are they buying short term? What are they getting in interest rates right now? Interest rates are going up, and this is a good thing. People are saying this is terrible. This is the end of the world. Interest rates are going up. You've gotten so used to that free crack, easy money, that you think it's going to stay that way forever. It's not. This is healthy. Interest rates need to rise. And guess what? When they do, what sector does really well? What sector is positioned right now to do so well by the end of this year? I'm really liking it. Financials. Why? Because when interest rates rise, financials make more money. And now with the deregulation happening and all the money coming back from overseas, where do you think all that money is going to get deposited? I mean, come on, folks. So financials might be an interesting place to take a look at as a diversified portfolio, of course. And think about what that means. Another common mistake that I see people make all the time is experiencing when you invest the savings you have, like your 401k, in something that's called a pie. This is where you take all of your money and you buy a mixture of mutual funds, ETFs, things like that. You spread the dollars around to a bunch of different asset classes, like I talked about before, large cap value, mid cap, international, fixed income. The problem with that is just the idea in itself of diversification. Having a diversified asset allocation can help you mitigate risk and reduce overall exposure to any one single asset class. And that's a good idea. However, don't forget this. When the market goes through a cycle like what we're going through right now, a diversified asset allocation is not going to help you avoid going down. And you saw this last week. So I don't want you to confuse the word diversification with the word safe. I've seen people do this far too often. Being diversified does not mean you're not going to lose any money or that you're 100% safe. It simply means you're spread around multiple asset classes and you have reduced your overall exposure to the risk of one certain class. You're still going to get a sunburn, just not going to be as bad. Imagine putting on some 35 sun cream. It's about what you just did. So I know what your question is right now, because you're saying, look, I'm trying to do everything that I'm read about or I've heard about these things. I'm trying to create these strategies and it's just not working. And that's because this stuff is complicated. There's so many super smart people on Wall Street. It's just the way it is. In fact, look at those fancy products they just created that just created all this volatility, apparently, this VXX stuff. Right? So you need to make sure you're talking to qualified, knowledgeable professionals who have all the tools that are available today. Now, we've got this. This is amazing what we just have. We have this financial plan I talk about all the time, but now we have the ability to lay into that this new program that talks about risk. And how much risk are you taking right now? What is your downside? Do you even know? What is your potential upside? Do you even know that? In our office, we have a CPA, talk about the new tax law, 4 estate planning attorneys, if you even care about passing money on to your heirs, and a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you look at your portfolio. We can help you assess the level of risk you're taking right now. And I think you better find out. Because when you don't know and you're worried and you're wondering what's this all about and you don't even have a clue of what's going on, then you're going to start wondering, what are my options out there? So here's what we can do, you're going to learn what percentage of risk you're taking right now with your existing portfolio. We can put your entire portfolio into this life plan. We can show you some strategies that can change your future, and we can identify immediately the type of risk you're taking, like a stress test, if you will. You have questions, I know you do, so call us right now. If you've saved at least $300,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, savings account, I don't care, add them all up together. As long as you're over $300,000, pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own personal appointment set up with my team for absolutely no charge. And in there, we're going to figure this out. So you know. But you have to be one of the first 10 callers right now. Call this number. I'm going to say it slowly because I know you're driving. Pull over. 888-588-5818. Okay? One more time. Here's the number. 888-588-5818. You have no idea how much risk you're taking right now, do you? Let's be honest with each other. If you want to find out and sleep better at night, call this number. 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets is another recession around the corner, meaning a 40% drop to the stock market. We're going to go over again some specific examples that you can learn from. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week, right here. Now, this past week, it was all about financial. And you're probably screaming, let me out, right? Because we saw some major movement this week. I mean, I've been doing this over 20-something years now. You can count. It's been a while. And I've seen some things. But the fact is, if you feel like you worked out this week, you did. In fact, the Dow Jones, get this, traveled over 20,000 points this past week. I mean, that is historical. We're living in an all-new era right now. These are new numbers. No wonder you feel exhausted. No wonder you have questions. We had a lot of great questions this week. I had another one from Mark in Oakland who asked me, should I put 100% of my 401k into the money market this week? Well, let's talk about some simple strategies that you can use when this kind of stuff's going on. Because you need to know this kind of stuff. Now, the first thing you can do, because again, no one knows where we're going next week. And everyone's glamoring on to 3% on the 10-year note, which I'm going to tell you is not a big deal in my mind. I've paid 5% interest, haven't you? Look at your credit card for, anyway. Decrease your stock exposure and increase what I call fixed income or principal protection ideas. What am I talking about? First of all, if you can't handle this type of volatility,
the truth,
then you got to reduce your equity exposure, meaning stocks, particularly low earning stocks, no earning stocks. I mean, it's amazing. If you think about some of the values of these companies, I'm not going to talk, you know, which particular companies, but there's some companies out right now that are trading over $1,000 a share still that have no earnings. I mean, are you serious? But the technology is so amazing and all the stuff they do is incredible and the best. You know what? I'm not going to disagree with you, but really? I mean, we saw this in 2000. I was there. I will never forget my buddy who lived down the street. And this guy was rolling. I went to his nice house. He had the big entryway. You know, his kids were running around. His wife was happy in the kitchen. I think she made me a cup of coffee. She had made me pancakes. I'll never forget that. You want some pancakes? Heck yeah, I want pancakes. We're sitting there and having a great conversation, and he starts telling me, so you're in the market. Yeah, I'm an advisor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been doing great. I don't need any help. I just buy stuff with .com behind it. And I'm making tons of money. And I said, well, what? And he says, yeah, you know, this company, I'm not going to say the name of it, .com. I said, I've heard of them. I said, last I checked, they're not making any money. Doesn't matter. This is the future, man. I'm making like 20, 30% a week with this stuff. Really? Yeah. Don't you see my house, my car, all my stuff? I said, you're doing okay, but is this on credit? He said, as a matter of fact, I've got a lot of credit. In fact, I've done my mortgage a few times and it's variable. And so I start shaking my head. Sad part about this whole story is when the 2000 crash occurred, and we all remember that because it was bloody. It was bad. It went on for a couple years. All I remember is my friend packing up a U-Haul van, putting his kids in the front seat with his wife, and driving downhill, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's etched in my mind. It will never leave my mind. And anytime you put all your money in one stock, or you start to buy things that are a little crazy, just remember the U-Haul vision. Okay? Between you and me, U-Haul vision in your mind. Are you U-Hauling today? Or are you driving your car to work? All right. Sorry. Simply choose to allocate some of your money into things that are super boring is going to help you when things like this happen this week. And I know you haven't done it yet, right? Because you love these 20% returns. And boy, when this stuff was running up, I heard this every now and then. My buddy's making 20-something percent. Why aren't I? Because you can't handle this type of week we just had, my friend. So, you hesitate to buy these safer investments because they don't have the same sort of growth potential as the stocks do. So you let your greed dictate your choice. This may be okay when you have a long timeline and you have the stomach to ignore it, and hopefully it all works out. But when you experience the type of volatility we just saw this week, you got to check yourself. And you got to start asking yourself some questions. How do I feel about this? So what are your options there? You can look at things like CDs, fixed annuities, fixed. I didn't say variable, I said fixed. There's other types of assets that can protect your principal. If you know a lot about real estate, maybe you get into real estate. Again, don't just buy real estate because some guy says buy real estate right now. It makes sense. No, you better know about the real estate you're buying, the financing behind it, the cash flow. What's the cap rate? Write this stuff down if you know what I'm talking about and go research it. If you're going to buy investment property, you better figure out the cap rate. And if the cap rate's not good, you walk away. Can't tell you how many people I talk to all the time. I don't even know what cap rate means. Don't get in real estate if you don't understand what you're doing. Another idea to focus on is cash flow instead of rate of return. I'm going to say that again. Cash flow instead of rate of return. Focus on the cash flow your investments generate as opposed to the rate of return they promise or average. Here's the concept. When you retire, you're going to need income. And an investment's cash flow represents the amount of income you may expect to generate on an annual basis. And this is money that you're going to spend and live on. And cash flow comes from these kind of things. Write this down. Dividends. Payments that come from, say, an insurance-type policy that are backed up by the claims-paying ability of that particular company. Again, you can hear the detail. We got to get into these things to see what's all about. CDs pay interest. Treasuries. They're not without risk, though. Treasuries you've seen this week, there's been volatility. So figure out what sort of maturity makes sense and what kind of interest rate makes sense. And again, make some interest on your money. Don't just let it sit there. Earn zero. That does nothing for you. These are all things that you can do to help protect your assets, reduce the overall volatility. But I know this stuff is confusing and you don't know where to start. So here's a great idea. You can take advantage of our technology. We have something that you can put into this little system. You can bring it up online. We'll give you the gate key. Plug in all of your information, all the holdings you have right now, and figure out what kind of risk are you taking right now? What's my upside? What's my downside? What does my future look like, potentially, given all the facts that we have at our disposal today? Where am I going to get my income from when I get ready to retire? How is that going to contribute to the bottom line? Does my rental property make sense to own right now? Or should I cash out and do something else with it? These are all fantastic questions. Because the big question you have in your mind, or you should have in your mind, according to Professor Merton of MIT, who's a Nobel laureate, this guy says this. How much spendable income are you going to have when you need it each month to live on? How do you change what you're currently doing to start thinking about that question that's in your mind? Because the planning you've done to this point, my friend, has got you here. But the planning you need to do for the future, according to Professor Merton, this guy's from MIT, he's pretty smart, needs to change. You need to change your thinking. Because if you want a different result or a better result, you need to get a team of people who are right on it. And so here at the Liberty Group, we have a CPA who knows this new 500-page tax law. It's going to help you with that because, oh, sure, there's nuggets there. Talk about that next week. Also, we have financial advisors here, a team of them, who can prepare the Protect Your Assets life plan for you, where in that plan, you're going to have a one-stop, one-page look at your entire financial picture, all of it, all your accounts. You have something down the street, I don't care. Put it in there. You can still see it. You need to know about it. When you go to your doctor, you just tell them, oh, my foot hurts, but really you're there for your eye? No. You say, my eye hurts. And he says, oh, I see there you cut your leg. And you know what I'm saying? So it all kind of connects to each other. And if you don't tell your financial advisor, your tax person about this or that, how can they help you? So what our tool does is puts it all into one page. You can see everything on one page. And then to that, we're going to attach this Riskalyze. And with that Riskalyze, we're going to show you exactly how much risk you're taking right now, because you probably have no idea. Coaching can make all the difference when it counts. You know it. I know it. So take the step right now and get independent advice about what you need to be thinking about at this moment in time. If you've saved at least $300,000, then here's what I want you to do. Pick up the phone. And for the first 10 callers, you can sit down with a member of my team and draw up this plan I'm talking about here, this Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Call this number, 888-588-5818. That number again is 888-588-5818. Remember, we're local. And we probably have an office right near you to make this super simple. So dial this number, 888-588-5818, to get your review right now. What are you waiting for? Do it now. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. When we come back, I have a couple more ideas for you during this historical volatility we've seen this past week on Wall Street. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back. back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander. I'm known as the Sandman around here because, yes, I am the guy who helps people sleep well at night by answering their troubled legal. And this week, it was all about financial questions. Every day saw point swings of at least 500 points on the Dow. Trying to find a bottom, settling. This was the worst week we've seen in 2 years. So one great way to get some help and to talk and sit down with somebody is to come to one of our workshops. And next week, we're doing one in San Mateo at Fattore e Mare. And that'll be at 6:30. And you're welcome to come to that. And how you get to these, if you can't make that one, there's some more coming up around the bay. Go to libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com. Click on the workshops tab. And when you do that, you'll see all kinds of different dates. And there's a little register button. And you can click on that button and you can sign yourself up and bring a friend. And come learn something about how to survive in Trump's new America, because you have questions and we'll have answers. Want to wish a happy birthday to Deborah Bradley, Diana Benenson, Marcia Hollander, Dr. Gabriella Pisano, and Patrick Fort. I hope all of you have an amazing birthday. So we were talking about the historic. This week was historic. And if you feel kind of wiped out like I do, you have every right to, because this was an historic week in terms of point movement when it comes to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And you all had questions, which was great because you were thinking about it. And one of the emails or questions we received this week had to do with your 401k account. And this question came from Sally down in Sunnyvale, and she wanted to know, putting all of her money in a stable value or a money market fund, was that a good idea? And the flip side of putting all your money into one company stock, as we talked about earlier, is trying to avoid all risk possible and compounding what's called the interest rate blunder. So I understand if you're risk averse and you simply can't stomach the ups and downs of the market. But not having your money in the 401k or the IRA invested over a long period of time is just a mistake, period. Many people think that we run into are sitting on large portions of qualified assets. These are retirement accounts that are making next to nothing because they're not doing anything with sitting in a money market or a stable value fund or even like a savings account. The answer as to why they have their money invested this way is always the same when we ask the question. I just don't know what else to do with it. I just can't tolerate the volatility. And then I miss it when it goes up. So two answers here for those people are, one, you can find other safe or principal protected investments to stash some of that money in that would better serve as a better retirement and safe money alternative than sitting in the money market. Recently, it was announced from the city and county of San Francisco, if you have a 457 deferred comp plan, you have the ability to set these sort of things up out through something called self-directed brokerage. If you want to know more about that sort of option, then give us a call, because we have the tools and we have a CPA and four estate planning attorneys and a team of financial advisors sitting here ready to help you figure this out. But how do you do it? Well, this is how it works. You have to pick up the phone right now. And if you've saved $300,000, I don't care if you have $100,000, say, in your 401k and you have $100,000 in the bank and maybe you have $100,000 over in another savings account, add them all up together. As long as you're at $300,000, then pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, You can sit down with a member of my team and figure out exactly where you are right now and help us help you get to where you want to go. Here's the number to call. Ready? Here we go. 888-588-5818. Again, that number to call for your very own complimentary appointment. No cost for this. 888-588-5818. We are local, and we probably have an office near you, so call this number. 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thank you, everyone. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets radio network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.